be Sweetwater, South Florida's only entrepreneurs station, is 880 The Biz.
Money never sleeps, pal.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, thank you so much, Wanda. Happy week of 420. That's a special time for the people in the cannabis industry, and I've been going to all kinds of cannabis events. We're going to talk to the commissioner later on in the show. Nikki Freed will be joining us, the commissioner of agriculture. I caught up with Nikki at one of the events. We'll talk about what the future of CBD here is in Florida, as well as some of the other topics that are hot on medical cannabis here in Florida. And we're also going to talk to my good friend Mickey Howard. He's a student development specialist by education up at UF. Wait till you hear this guy talking about Generation Z. Who's Generation Z? Maybe you are, maybe it's your kids, but they're the people that will be running the world soon, so we want to hear how to handle them and how to deal with them and how to be like them is really what you want to do. So we're going to talk to Mickey about that, but before we do that, Wanda.
Sir.
How's Polo?
He's doing okay. He had a spider bite the other day, and so we're going through that right now. But otherwise, he's groovy.
All right. Well, listen, I'm just making sure. Now, take it away. Let's come back, because we've got great stuff to talk to Mickey about what the future holds for all of us.
Okie dokie.
High five. Wanda, you're talking about walking. I'm going to be talking about cars. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Wanda, wasn't it a great time?
It was awesome.
We had the best time out at the Supercar Saturday.
I got my cool hat.
Oh, you got a cool hat. I got a cool hat. So did our little man, Angel. Angel, we brought a little young man, Angel. Angel got to talk to Abe about all of the fancy cars they have there. I want to thank Abe Cohn, specifically the GM up at Lamborghini of Broward, for taking time to speak with Angel and tell them all about the cool cars that are up there. Anyway, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. Mickey will tell you, they got a great store that sells out. He's up in Gainesville and down in the Keys. They've got them all. Wanda, when are you coming down to the Keys with me?
When you ask, Jim.
Well, we're going to go.
Okay, then.
Next couple of weeks, I think. We're going to have a great time. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Yes, I do breathe oxygen occasionally between the words. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Hilarious.
It's the Bradys.
I think I'll perfect. Take a walk every day. Now, who's your favorite Brady man?
It depends on the year or the day.
I thought Marsha was pretty good.
Marsha.
Yeah, exactly. You'd like Jan at all?
Jan's cool, but, you know, the middle child can be a problem. Yeah. I always liked Peter, though. He was the middle boy.
I think Peter really is.
And Bobby just was my kind of troublemaker.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, now we've done it all. We've done the Bradys.
Our religion is based on love, not fear.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
So what happens when people don't follow the rules?
They burn in hell.
On 880, The Biz.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, I want to tell everybody, if you need creative financing, give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Need a loan to help you bridge you from today until tomorrow? Hey, give me a call, 305-773-6300. Need a creative solution to your real estate transaction? Give me a call. Maybe you're in some new cutting-edge business and you can't find good financing, but you need somebody who's got some money that can help you through, maybe help you finance it with a private loan? That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person will make the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. Sounds good? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. I've been really waiting to get this new, this next guest on the show. He's Mickey Howard. I heard Mickey speak about a year ago, didn't pay much attention in the beginning, but it started to listen to him, and it was really a great talk. And then he gave a similar talk just a couple of weeks ago, and I went up to him and I said, Mickey, got to have you talk to our audience. So Mickey is a student development specialist by education. His expertise lies in making complex concepts or processes into smaller, understandable ideas. He's really good at making you understand stuff. He oversees the communication strategy for the Dean of Students' offices. That includes the new student orientation, student conduct, and the You Matter, We Care initiative, as well as providing support to multicultural and diversity affairs and housing and residence education. Sounds like a big mix of stuff. Wait, there's more. He also supervises the creative team for student affairs. That includes photography, videography, and social media. Hopefully I'm doing well on social media, Mickey. We got to hit each other up on that. Outside of his day-to-day, you love this, don't you? Outside of his day-to-day, you sent this to me, so I'm reading it. Outside of his day-to-day work, he loves finding new ways to empower students to both make the most of their collegiate experience and to find new ways to connect out of the classroom experiences to future career goals. That's me, Mickey. I'm a mentor. He's originally from Massachusetts. Mickey's worked for the University of Florida since 2011. He holds a BS degree. Bachelor's or Bachelor's of Science? You should have a BS degree. In history from Bridgewater State University. That's in Massachusetts. And a master's degree in curriculum and instruction with a concentration in higher education and student affairs from the University of South Florida. Boy, that's a mouthful. We got to go, Mickey.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm excited to be here, Jim.
Okay, so listen, I advertise as a talk about Generation Z. Who's Generation Z and why do we care?
Yeah, so Generation Z, they are here. I mean, there's a lot of conversations about millennials, but millennials are really the sort of the old people on the block, or they're about to be. And so Gen
Wait
Z by
a
yeah,
hey,
I'm,
now, you're
hey
you
now.
Not, hey, we're older than that.
We're exes,
you know,
aren't we?
You're an X, and I'm a.
You're a bottom boomer.
I'm a boomer.
You're
I'm the,
a bottom
I'm the back
boomer.
Of the boomer. I'm the back of the boomers. Okay, Mickey, we cut you off. You were rolling.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So millennials have really been taking a lot of the conversation in media and other places, and Gen Z is sort of the new kids on the block. By and large, they were born between 1996 and 2010, and so they are really they have just entered the workforce. They are still in high school and college, but they're the big movers and shakers that are going to shape our world here in the next couple of years.
I'm really excited. I know some of them. I got a couple of nieces, a couple of nephews. They're tremendous. When I go up to the U and the University of Florida, and I see all the young people that work there that you bring in to the events, it just makes me feel great because there's a difference between those two generations. Can you help me figure out what that is?
Yeah, so millennials, by and large, I mean, when you start looking through some of the data and what they were raised on, really, is millennials are really like the Facebook generation, right? So I'm a millennial. I remember going to college orientation. They were like, hey, you should check out this new thing. It's called thefacebook.com. You tell a Gen Z to go on Facebook. They're like, oh, yeah, that's the thing that my mom's on. And you're like, oh, yeah, cool. But Gen Z is much more into quick media, right? So your Snapchats, Instagram stories, by and large, the millennials are really known for their short attention span, which was about 12 seconds. And if you thought that was short, just wait till you meet Gen Z when their attention span is about 8 seconds.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Now, Now, those are really big misnomers, though, right? Because Gen Z and millennials, it's not about the fact that they can't pay attention for more than 8 seconds. Is you got to get their attention in those 8 seconds, meaning what's the content behind it, right? I think you had a commercial on here about podcasts and other things, is that these two generations are very much wanting to dive into data, dive into more information. But if you're not catching them in that first couple of seconds, then why are they going to keep listening or having a conversation? When you think about millennials, these were the risk takers. They were the generation of try everything. And if you think about it, generations are really, in some way, shape, or forms, really shaped by who they were raised by, right? And so millennials, by and large, were raised by baby boomers. And so the hippie generation, so the gyms of the world, right? Like, go out there and just take on the world, try everything. Gen Z were raised by the Wandas of the world, the Gen Xers, who are much more risk averse, right? About the latchkey generation, like, you have to work hard to play hard. And by and large, millennials were the first ones that were really these public-facing folks. They were the first ones on Facebook sharing everything from what classes they were going to every event that they went to. And Gen Z learned from that. And they have become much more of a private, much more realistic generation because they learned from their predecessors. And so there's a lot of differences as you start going through some of the research with those two.
Wow, that's just tremendous. I'm sorry I got distracted. I just got a text from the commissioner. So, you know.
Oh, that, sure.
You know, I love her. But I love my friends at the University of Florida. So, Mickey, so everybody out here, we're either no one, have one, or going to be one. How should we behave together?
Yeah. So there's a great researcher from the University of Miami, and she published recently, and her name is Dr. Megan Gearhart, and she had this great article in Inc. magazine all about this idea of gentelligence, right? So if you've heard about emotional intelligence, it's about this idea that, you know, sometimes when generations happen, that is that older generations always want to point blame to younger generations, right? You can read all the articles about millennials, how millennials are killing off brands, they're killing off all of these things. I read one article recently about that they're killing off the tuna industry because they don't like canned tuna.
Oh, that's true.
It's true, right? But it's not the fact they don't like tuna. It's the fact they want fresh tuna, right? They just want it a little bit different. And so when we think about this gentelligence piece, is really at the end of the day, it's about building relationships, right? It's about connecting beyond our ages. And as you get older, it's not being disconnected. And this is a perfect example, right? Your listeners, you care about understanding these new folks and what they really want to pass down experiences, but really see it as an opportunity rather than a threat, right?
Let me give you a great example, gives you a chance to take a breath, Mickey. I was at the Urban Land Institute today at their Young Leaders Conference. They had a thing on CBDs and cannabis and stuff, and I wanted to go. I like to meet them all. And I sat there and talked for 20 minutes about how I want to mentor them, have them talk to me about my experiences, and have me help them to understand what's coming up. No one ever did that for me, but it's something that I really want to do because it's something I can offer them, and I know how I would have really appreciated somebody just talking to me. Yeah, that's normal. Yeah. That goes a long way.
Yeah.
No, and that's exactly what I think. The more that we can get away from this sort of tribalism, right, that because I'm of this generation, I know more, right? Well, no, it's not that you know more. It's just that you know different.
Yes.
There's a great story about Tom Brady, and I know I'm talking in Miami, right?
It's okay.
But Tom, I know, right?
I know you're a Patriots fan. We didn't warn everybody, but it's okay because we have Jets fans that listen, and we talk slowly for them.
So, you know, Tom Brady says the same thing to every new player that comes into a locker room. He says, "Hi, I'm Tom Brady." Now, Tom Brady has won, you know, a bunch of Super Bowls, MVPs and all that. But it just is a perfect example of how we can start breaking ourselves away from I know everything to I'm just another person that wants to either help you or mentor you or really benefit from what your knowledge is and see the game differently, right? And that could transcend into real estate, into finance, into anything. Is the more that we can kind of get out of our own bubbles, the more that we can do good, especially as young people are going to have new skills entering the workforce. Okay, let's learn from them and let's grow, right? That's really at the end of the day when you start thinking about generations, and especially these young folks, they are searching for, because again, Gen Z is much more pragmatic. They are looking for mentors and what are the missteps that you had so I can either not repeat them or be even greater, right? And that's what we need to start practicing.
Yes, I really enjoy seeing people stand on my shoulders. It really is one of the most impactful things. There was an event the other day. I wasn't signed up to go. One of the young people that I mentored in the organization called me and said, "Jim, how come you're not going?" I said, "I didn't know." I didn't get the email. They said, well, I'm the reason you go. You're the reason I go to these things. I says, look, I can't go. I'm in the process of moving my household, but thank you so much. Made me feel like $1 million. This is a guy that's 45 years old and a leader in our community, and he's got people that follow him. Now, that makes me feel tremendous, Mickey.
Yeah. And that's more of it. You know, I always tell, you know, I tell everybody I ever work with or talk with is that at the end of the day, it just comes down to trust, right? And to being transparent with generations. And Gen Z is, again, they're pragmatic. They're much more realistic, is that you can't just sell them once. You got to sell them six times, right? And when you look at data all over the place about trust since the 1950s has been plummeting. So whether that's media or companies or the clergy or our political environment, whatever it is, trust is at an all-time low from a historical point of view. And so if that's the world that they grew up in, right, this untrusting world, right, like don't trust anybody, strangers are the enemy, well, the more that we can do to be transparent and to reach out to them, then the more that you're going to get back in return. You know what I mean?
100%. And I'm going to ask you, can you stay for another segment for me, Mickey? I mean, this is great stuff.
Yeah, I'm totally in.
Okay, great, because I want to talk a little bit. I've heard you speak, and I want to talk about transparency, honesty, openness, and creating the environment of collaboration between the generations, because that's what's going to make America's future better.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Wanda, rock and roll. You know what's coming up. Oh, yeah, Wanda. I said rock it, but you got me swinging and dancing, girl. I'm ready
shaking
to do the
booty.
Hustle. Oh,
a
my
booty.
Gosh. Hey, you know, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Doesn't matter what generation you are, you always want to get that advantage. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they have Audi.
White.
Down in the Keys, they've got them all. And you know what they have in common, Wanda?
Sir?
They're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. I love saying that. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and that's right, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Wanda Miles.
The global undiscovered Easter egg crisis is the greatest problem facing our world today. There are between 60 and 70 million undiscovered Easter eggs in at least 70 countries around the world. If stepped on and activated by a child, these eggs can give off a foul odor, leaving its victim with a lifetime of physical, psychological, and economic hardship. By donating to organizations such as Clear an Egg Field, many villagers can be taught how to spot and properly diffuse undiscovered eggs so that the land can be returned to productive use. Please join in the effort to end the terror of undiscovered Easter eggs and help make the earth a safer place.
You know, he's
right. With your help, we can clear a path to a better world.
On 880, The Biz.
Absolutely true.
You know, you turned on my light just a little bit too soon. I started rolling. You know, have you ever stepped on an old Easter egg out there? It's really not a fun thing.
It's not a good smell.
It's not that fun.
Sulfur, right? Is that
I don't know. It's just they all do with all that coloring and stuff. You can cut your foot, you know.
And then there's Passover. No eggs there. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there is actually a Passover. You have a hard-boiled egg for Passover. Lots of different interpretations why. I like to say it's because as things get tougher and hotter on the Jewish people, they get stronger and come together.
They're built Tonka tough.
There you go. Right. Where's Bruce Jacobs when you need him?
And Sandstone, by the way.
Okay, well, Sandstone. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. If I can help you with your real estate financing, I really want to get back to Mickey, so I'm going to cut this one short. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and people sometimes ask me, Jim, how do you find guests? How do you pick the people that are on your show? And I tell them, well, I go through life, and I meet these really tremendous people, and from time to time, I'm able to get them on the show. And today, we've got one of them. We got Mickey Howard. He's up at UF. He helps, I'm going to give you a resume now. He helps enculturate the students at UF. He helps the generations come together, which is really, to me, the most important thing in a university community. Welcome back, Mickey Howard, to the show. Mickey, what's your real job up there?
Yeah, so I'm the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the Division of Student Affairs.
Oh, let me tell you, I loved Art Sandine. That guy was a gentleman and a scholar. What a tremendous dude. Art Sandine, he'll remember me.
Yeah, he is we call him sort of the godfather of student affairs in some places of campus.
And then, he's not there. He passed a long time ago. But Jim Scott was tremendous. I love that guy. I love Jim Scott. All the people at Tigard Hall were really respectful and great to me. And it was really, really wonderful. But at that time, it was really just an institution of higher learning. I don't think they really had a sensitivity about the students like you do today. Tell me what's different on campus. If I was beamed down, like some of my friends who moved to California, 40 years later, what would I see that's different today than was in the 70s?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that's been changing is obviously our population growth, right? So over 52,000 students, and that is, 52,000 students. Now that is undergraduate, graduate. We have all the professional schools, and so, and we also have an online population of students that are taking their classes 100% online. And so I think the university has done a great job of responding to the ways in which people learn, right? And the ways that people want to learn. And as things have shifted both globally and locally, we've responded. As an emerging top five public institution.
High five to you on that.
You know, we're going to get there.
I'm donating and being involved. That's one alumni.
Hey, you know what? That counts, right?
I know.
But I think, you know, and to tell you the truth is, you know, as the biggest change that's always in every higher education place is the speed of which things move now,
yes,
right? Gone are the days that you have to spend 3 weeks putting a flyer together when you can send something out digitally in a matter of minutes,
yes,
right?
You used to have mimeographs. Everybody used to sit in class and smell the handouts.
Well, you know, I don't think students are quite smelling their laptops the same way.
I hope not.
But, you know, I think it's just the way that we've had to, that we respond, right? And also, there's a little bit of a demand about how we respond, right? If something happens, whether here locally on campus or abroad, is what is the university's take? And they know, and especially our students today, our Gen Z population, knows exactly how fast we can move because they move just as fast. And so I think that's really been the biggest change is the speed of which things happen. It's probably been the biggest change.
I really love what the university's done with the outreach to the alumni and getting us back, at least within the business college of business and in the real estate school, getting us together, interfacing and mixing us all together so that we can really get a feel for everybody and have a really efficient relationship. You know, universities are changing. Back in the day, it was a bunch of ivy-colored towers for the elite, and now it's something that you need to really bring in and enculturate the masses. And I was at an event where they were talking about leadership from across the country, and they pointed to the University of Florida and their leadership clubs as being a real focal point, and you get the thanks for that, you and the rest of the student affairs people. What can we look forward to in the future on the student experience at UF?
Yeah, so I think the student experience for us is, and one of our assistant vice presidents always talks about this, is the way that we talk about involvement, right? So our generation, you know, when you went to school, it was about having activities, right? Having something to do. And then it shifted in the 90s to this involvement idea. And really today it's about engagement, right? Is that students want to attend something, to participate in something that has meaning, that has worth, right? And if you think about the generation that we're working with, that very much that is something that aligns with their values, right?
Oh.
What am I getting by participating or giving back to? Is that there has to be a, there's no more of this because they can go out and do their own research, right? About what they are going to benefit from.
Oh, Mickey, I got to cut you off. The reason I'm going crazy back here is because you gave it to me. That's my tagline is value system alignment.
That's crazy, right?
Oh, I'm loving you. I'm loving you because that's what I want with the young people. I want to be able to see the world the way they do, to experience it the way they do, so that I can communicate with them on an honest and open basis. Oh, my God. Where's the mic?
Fresh eyes, baby. Fresh eyes.
I'm dropping it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think that's exactly it, right, is we just have to align. I mean, if you look at all of the different cities that are having huge population growth, it's because that cities are understanding and places are understanding that there has to be an alignment with values, is that people are not going to move to places unless it aligns with their values, right? Both from a workplace piece, but also from a life piece, is if your city doesn't have, you know, an inclusive policy, okay, so that means that doesn't align with my values, then I might not move there or go there or work there because it doesn't align with me. That's why all these huge tech firms are spending millions of dollars about their culture and what they're providing for their employees, because that's what the market demands right now, and especially young people today.
I love you. Okay, first of all I could say is thanks to my niece again, who'll be on at the half hour, for making her department the first one in Tallahassee that recognized LGBTQ and has a specific LGBTQ person for consumer services. Finally, like, there's no discrimination against that group. You know, so it's really, I am so thrilled that we're talking about this stuff, that we need to move forward. What are some of the, What are some of the things that are the planks of the value system of Generation Z? How about that? That's a great question.
So here's a great example, right, is that we often, for this group, it's very much a dueling mindset, right? And so this is sometimes a little bit hard to understand, right? But when we think about, like, a family, right, is that people always talk about that this generation is going to be, the millennials were kind of away from this family dynamic, but Gen Z are getting back to family. But when we talk about family, is that we can't talk about it in a 1950 sense of, you know, a husband, a wife, 2.5 kids, and a picket fence, right? Is for Gen Z, is you can't define what a family looks like. And whether, you know, no matter what that makeup of a family is, I get to define it. It's very much, instead of this, like, there was this old thing with millennials about this, like, me thing, right? Uh-huh. Gen Z is much more about, like, what can I bring, and what is my, like, and what is my viewpoint? And so, again, they are very much this dueling mindset of, they have much more conservative behaviors, not in a sense of political sense, but much more a return to values, right? That's a little bit different. But those values cannot be defined by society, because they're going to create their own values.
So, Mickey, I like to say that I'm the oldest member of Generation Z. Is it possible to have value system alignment with them and still be, I'll say, at 58 years old?
Yeah, I mean, so at the end of the day, generations, I always tell this to everybody about generations, they're just words, right? They were made up by media to be able to try and understand the world around us. And by and large, they're really broken down by life events, right? Big happenings, like with Gen Z and millennials, the big split was about 9/11, right? And because not those that can kind of remember it and those that can't remember it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really where that split came. And so you can, I always tell people, is just because nobody's going to put you into a box, the generations just help us frame the worldview and give us a sense of what direction that we should go in. So, Jim, you can identify as whatever you want. Now, whether or not that's true is a different story.
Oh, I don't care about the demographers. I just care about the profile of the people I'm talking with. Go ahead, Mickey.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it does not, as long as if that's where your viewpoints align to, then that's where you are, right?
Yes.
And I think that is much more proving the point of this Gentelligence of, is if we stay on our own tribe the whole time, right? If we stay in the same section that we've always been in, then how are we actually going to grow, right?
Yes.
And so the growth piece, and especially for Gen Z, they want to see, especially leaders and companies and politics and others, they want to see people that are much more open, right? Mm-hmm. Open to ideas, open to having a conversation, whether or not you're going to agree at the end of the day, but at least that everybody had their viewpoint honored and heard.
Oh, yes. My gosh, that's
excellent.
Terrific. And people wonder why Nikki Fried won, who will actually be on at the half hour. It's because she's a moderate and because she listens to people. She talks to them. I was at an event and I said, Nikki, this big shop wants to talk to you. She stayed and talked to the students she was talking to for another 15 minutes. Didn't care. Each person's individual. You know, I really appreciate you coming on, Mickey. If you could leave us with one point and a promise that you'd come back and maybe even bring a student next time,
please.
Yeah, maybe. I think I will be able to swing that.
No, that'd be great. That'd be great. What's one last thought that you can leave us with about the intergenerational relationships and the impact on society?
Yeah, so I think the more that we can understand that every generation, regardless of what it might be labeled as, really at the end of the day, everybody wants to earn their success, right? Everybody at the end of the day wants to be able to have the same opportunity. And the more that we can set up systems in the long run that help the young people behind them, the old people, but you know, the older generations before them, the more that we're going to be able to actually work together, right? Is that if we focus on what can we do for the next generation, the next group, and actually put our thoughts, our money, our everything behind that, the more that our world is going to be able to break down some of those silos.
Mickey Howard.
That's what I got for you, Jim.
Mickey, you were tremendous. That was great. Fabulous energy. Great topic. We got to have you back. But the thing that I really enjoyed the most is that you represented the way that the University of Florida thinks about its students and the way that it's programming for them. And that really is fabulous. It's a great advertisement for the way that the University of Florida feels about its students. And that really is the most important thing, because the university is about the students and the ability to prepare them to lead the state of Florida. Mickey Howard, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. We'll be talking to you. Looking forward to having you back.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, go.